This is Classical IPR. I'm Scott Clemens inside Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. And with me today is musician Paloma Chaprinka. She's a 16-year-old classical guitarist, resident of Traverse City, Michigan, and a junior at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Paloma is also the winner of the Youth Concerto Competition hosted by the Traverse City Philharmonic, and she joins me today ahead of her concert this weekend with the TC Phil at Corson Auditorium. Paloma, thanks for joining us today, and welcome to Studio A.
Thank you.
First, congratulations on winning the TC Phil Youth Concerto Competition. What has this week been like for you as you get ready to prepare for rehearsals and Sunday's concert?
This week has been extremely busy. I've been performing and practicing Arnwes for nearly 3 weeks. This week, I've been performing it almost every day. Of course, I had this IPR meeting, and then I'm playing it for studio again today, and then we have a recital tomorrow, which I'll be playing the Arnwes for as well, and then the concerto competition for Interlochen today. So it has been a ton of Arnwes, but I wouldn't have it any other way. The piece is amazing.
Tell us a bit about your instrument. What do you play, and what makes that classical guitar special to you?
Yeah, so I play a Simon Marty. It's an Australian guitar. I was given this guitar actually as a gift in 2021. It has the most beautiful sound. Is Australian redwood on the back and European spruce on the front. Really has the best of both worlds because it has a super mellow, almost sweetness to it, but it also has a tanginess if you move more ponticello. But it has a huge resonance and it can fill a huge hall. And so I love the loud sound that it can produce.
Sounds like it'll be perfect as you pair it with the Traverse City Philharmonic.
Absolutely.
For this concerto. You'll be performing the first movement of Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. Tell us what draws you to this piece.
So I just love the Spanish nature of it. I love Spanish music in general, which is partly why I'm a classical guitarist. But of course, this piece was inspired by the city of Aranjuez in Spain, and the gardens of Aranjuez are absolutely beautiful. And whenever I play this, of course, I think of a lot of Spanish towns and the beautiful architecture, and especially the beautiful gardens, and I love playing this piece because of the emotion and nature it revokes.
How rewarding, and what are some of the performance challenges?
Passage work, fast passage work, a lot of places where the fingers can get tangled. Conductors really like to play this piece at an extremely fast tempo, and so you have to be prepared for that. But I would say, especially when rehearsing with a pianist, the guitar often gets, the sound is not as loud as the piano, so it can get hidden a little bit. So that's a struggle as well. But when you're mic'd with the orchestra, that helps a lot.
Well, let's hear from our artist now. This is guitarist Paloma Chaprinka with pianist Yaru Chong. Inside IPR's Studio A, a performance of the first movement from the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. That was guitarist Paloma Chaprinka inside Classical IPR Studio A, pianist Yaru Chong joining her for a performance of the first movement of the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. Paloma, tell us a little bit about how you first got interested in classical music and classical guitar performance.
So my dad was a classical guitarist, actually, and he was my first teacher. And so when I was 3, for my 3rd birthday, I was gifted a classical guitar. And I just fell in love with the sound of it. And I was actually playing both violin and piano at the time. And so that added a 3rd instrument. I had given up the violin and I'd focused on piano and guitar. And after winning my first guitar competition when I was 10, I decided that the guitar was the way to go. I mean, it's just a beautiful instrument. It can really evoke any nature of any instrument. It's an orchestra in itself.
So you've been a competitor since you were 10.
Sure. So I was, since my dad was my first teacher and he was a Suzuki teacher, I studied from the Suzuki guitar books. And what did I play? I played something from Suzuki Book 5 and Suzuki Book 4. And I was not planning on winning. In fact, I went to the competition solely for the purpose of having a masterclass with Jason Vio. And the competition was part of the package, so I competed. That was one of the best experiences of my life, was competing and winning the competition. It was in Pensacola, Florida.
And now you're a junior at Interlochen mm-hmm. Center for the Arts, studying with guitarist Matthew Cochran. How have you changed as an artist since you were 10 or since you were a freshman?
So honestly, the environment at Interlochen is one of the best parts of being there, and what has changed me the most, I would say. I love learning from like-minded musicians. It doesn't have to be guitarists necessarily. It can be lots of orchestral musicians or voice majors.
You mentioned earlier that you're inspired by fellow guitarist and Interlochen alum, Gohar Vardanyan. Tell us why you're in her fan club.
So she was actually one of my first teachers. I started working with her when I was about 4 or 5, and we would have lessons monthly. It wouldn't be a weekly thing, and I love her personality. I love the way she plays. We have just been friends ever since.
Who else do you follow, and what type of content from artists do you find inspiring?
I follow a lot of different instrumentalists, especially pianists and people who love to involve themselves in music, not necessarily instrumentalists. I love just any music-related content. I know the Chopin competition is going on right now, and I love to watch videos of the pianists competing in that. So I gain a lot of inspiration from those instrumentalists online, I would say.
And share with us now, do you have any tips for other young artists who want to start sharing their content on social media?
Sure. I would say, I mean, whatever you're working on and you love to play, just record a section from that. It doesn't have to be long. I mean, you want to keep the audience's attention. And just record a passage of your favorite piece and share it.
Well, Paloma, your performance today was top rate. I've got one final question for you. What's one thing you're really looking forward to experiencing on stage?
I would say just performing with the orchestra. It's my first time, and it has always been a dream. Ever since I was 5, I would say, I first learned of the Aranjuez Concerto, and I remember watching performing artists like Anna Vidovich and Manuel Barueco performing this concerto, and I just thought, you know, someday I will be performing with an orchestra. And now that this day has come, I can't believe it's finally here, and I am just blown away by the fact that I can perform with an orchestra.
Thanks so much for joining me today, and I wish you all the best this weekend in your collaboration with the TC Phil.
Thank you.
You heard from guitarist Paloma Chaprinka inside Classical IPR Studio A. She's the recent winner of the Traverse City Philharmonic's Youth Concerto Competition, and will be performing a movement from Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez with the ensemble Sunday, October 19th at 3 p.m. at Corson Auditorium. This has been a recording from Classical IPR Studio A, more online from classicalipr.org. I'm Scott Clemens, and thank you for listening.